the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theatre. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Bred for Battle. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. One night, I am standing outside Madison Square Garden when I am approached by Milkier Willie. Now, I know that Milkier is very flat indeed. And since I catch a caterpillar that day at Belmont for a few pounds, I know what he wants. I try to get away. But Milkier has very long arms and big hands, and I find myself inside them as he says,
"What is your hurry, Broadway?"
"I am just going inside the garden to witness the impending battle."
"Forget it."
"I do not wish to. I wish to see the fight."
"Yeah? Listen, I need a pound note."
"Who does not?"
"Blow me a pound."
"Why?"
"I wish to go to Newark, New Jersey."
"Now I have an even better reason for asking why."
"Broadway, I got something real important. And I am going to let you in on it."
"I thank you, but I will stay outside."
"Listen, you wish to make yourself a sizable chunk of scratch?"
"If it is a listenable proposition."
"Then go to Newark with me, and I will cut you in on one of the greatest things that ever hits town."
Well, the upshot is that I let Milkier Willie talk me into going to Newark with him. And he has got to go in a cab, which I pay for. Now, this does not sound very exciting to me at the time. But what happens with a kid by the name of Thunderbolt Mulrooney, his mother and his father, is a strange story indeed, and one which I will tell you in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Bred for Battle.
Well, I and Milkier get to Newark, New Jersey, and get out of the cab. Milkier is looking for an address, and as we walk along, he says as follows.
"I got an idea to get me the greatest heavyweight that ever puts on a glove."
"Oh, yeah? You are going to raise him yourself?"
"You know, it is very funny you say that. Because it is almost what I am going
to
do."
"Oh. Well, since I give up my scratch to get us here in a cab, maybe you will tell me."
"Sure. Look, Broadway, what happens with racehorses?"
"As far as I am concerned, nothing, usually."
"I mean, how do they get racehorses?"
"From other horses."
"That is right. They make sure the horse has got a good bloodline. They make sure he comes from a long line of racehorses, right?"
"Some of the ones I put my toe on seem to come from a long line of dust mops."
"Ah, that's because there is a flaw in the bloodline someplace. Now, I have... Hey, this is the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?